Luther King and those males. But, I mean, there was a lot of black females in the black church throughout the civil rights movement that held it down. I mean, Harriet Tubman to where we are today. So I can understand that a little bit. I guess I need to say this, that...
Well, what I guess I will question for you is where these black men are involved. When you talk about... when we look at the numbers of unwedded mothers who are raising children on their own...
No, I agree with you.
You have to ask yourself where these black men really are.
No, I agree with you. There's a lot of cats that are not stepping up to their responsibility, and it's making the whole situation a lot worse. I'm with you 100%.
So then what...
But that doesn't excuse the role that the black female or any female may play.
Sorry?
I said, but that doesn't excuse her from her responsibility. It's all philosophical here. We're just talking. I'm just saying.
Well, no, because what you're saying is quite sexist and quite misogynistic, is that somehow black women or women in general have a responsibility that men or black men do not have.
No, I think that men have that responsibility as well.
Then we need to have a guy come up and talk about what the black man's role is in fathering these 48% of children that are growing up without men in their household. And what we're saying to black women is this. We're not saying that there aren't challenges with dating out, but what we are saying is that every woman of color who has ever felt lonely, devalued, or loveless can find their happily ever after with a prince, be he black, yellow, brown, or white, whether he worships in a mosque or a temple, whether he is born in the USA or the former USSR or among the hills of Peru. The opportunities out there for a black woman to find a good man are endless.
Why'd you emphasize the man?
A good man, because what every woman wants is a good man, period. And what difference does it make what color the package is, right?